After.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Monday night edition of the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. Tonight, we welcome our dear friend and highly respected dream expert, Marin. If you have a dream you want to know the meaning of, please give us a call at 516-387-1921. All readings and interpretations are for entertainment purposes only. Please, no questions on legal, health, or pregnancy issues. Give us a call at 516-387-1921. Marin and Miss Holly are looking forward to speaking with you. Now, here is your sassy, southern and psychic host, Miss Holly.
Hey everybody, happy Monday! It's Monday, so that means it's Dream Talk with Miss Holly and Marin. And
hello,
we are here. Hey Marin, how you doing, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Working on Amazon affiliate stuff and website stuff and all sorts of craziness. Anyway.
Oh my God.
So you're ready to interpret some dreams?
Oh, I'm pleased. Thank you. I would love to.
Did you want to talk about anything, any particular subject before we get started, or did you just want to dive on in?
You know, sure. I just wanted to mention, again, how journaling a dream as soon as you wake up is so important. I can't emphasize that enough. My dreams, I don't know if it's because it's microwave. I don't know if it's Mercury retrograde, but my dreams have been all over the place and places that I've never been before. And so I've been traveling a lot in my dreams. And I had one last night that was so bizarre that I wrote it down. And so I'm still working with the dream images, because they aren't anything like I've dreamt before. So I'm just encouraging the journaling and how to pick out the keywords and look for the metaphors, look for the puns. I think that will really help to understand, you know, where you are in waking life, what issue is being worked on, what the dream world is trying to communicate to you. I'm all about dream language. And if I can help you to understand what your language, what your dream self is trying to communicate with you, I'm just happy to do that. So I look forward to hearing what dream images are coming forward.
I'm looking forward to that too. Marin, just so that everybody can, for people who weren't here last week or who weren't listening last week, would you mind going over the puns, some of the puns that you see in dreams?
Oh, gosh. Oh, dear. What were we talking about? Okay, so let's say, I think one dream was about a bear. So
yeah.
I would ask, what is bearing down? What do you feel is like a bear during waking life? What is unbearable? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Another pun may be falling off a cliff. So what am I falling for? Am I falling for it, basically? What did I just fall for? Am I falling in love? Am I, you know, kind of being tricked in some kind of way?
Right.
So those are the type of puns that dreams can reflect.
Awesome. All righty. Well, you're ready to take our first caller?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so just so y'all know, tonight is Dream Talk with Miss Holly and Marin. So Marin is going to be talking about dreams and helping you interpret your dreams and find out what they're trying to say to you. If you have a dream that you would like Marin to take a look at for you, you can call us at 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And I do want to let everybody know that tonight is dedicated to dreams. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Well, here we go. Sorry about that. Hi, you're on the air with Miss Holly and Marin. How are you this evening?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hi, Christine.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Great.
How can Marin help you today?
Awesome. I actually just had a dream today, earlier today, about an ex of mine. And I just was wondering, because I'm trying to kind of close off this relationship because it's been a long time and I just don't want to, you know, I thought I cleared everything about mm-hmm. it. So I'm wondering why I'm dreaming about this person again.
Okay, so I would ask, what is the dream? What is he doing? What are you doing?
So basically it was very fast and he was holding my waist and I kind of like let him, took his arms off of my waist and then he grabbed my waist again. And then I woke up. So I'm
okay.
Not sure.
Mm-hmm. So when he grabbed your waist or when he was holding your waist, if you were to be your ex, how would this person be feeling as they're grabbing your waist?
It felt like he was trying to keep me, you know, I don't know, keep me some way, but I was trying to like let go of him and then he was trying to grab me again. And it wasn't like, you know, like violent or anything, but it was just,
okay.
It just felt like I was trying to get away, which I am in real life.
Yeah. So when did you last see this person?
It's been years. Maybe four.
It's been years.
Yes.
Maybe okay,
like 4 years.
That you saw them, or when was the last time you talked, or is it just complete disconnection after 4 years?
I think we've talked a couple of times, but I don't remember what the last time was, and it wasn't any. It was very brief, so it's been pretty much disconnected completely.
Okay, so, you know, if I may say, this is kind of what is coming up for me, and I'm just taking notes here. you know, I think what I'm hearing from the dream is there's something about the relationship that was a connecting relationship. However, to be thinking about it and to be going through whatever went through is a waste of time. And so that's why I was wondering how long it had been since you contacted this person, or this person has contacted you. Another thing that could be bringing on this kind of imagery in your dream is think about, is anyone in present waking life that kind of reminds you of his personality? So whatever that personality was, does someone reflect that same personality that's kind of bringing back those moments that you remember with your ex, and that might be kind of grabbing you, but now you're wondering, is this a waste of time? Does that kind of resonate?
Well, definitely the waste of time. I can't think of anything recent. That's why it was kind of like, you know, shocking. But I definitely feel like we did have a strong connection in the past, and it was hard to let go of. It was very hard to let go of. So I just want to, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I get it. There's something about that personality that still keeps grabbing on to you, that still seems to be grabbing on to the waist. So that's interesting that it doesn't grab onto the arm, doesn't grab onto the hand, but it grabs onto a waist, your midsection. I would wonder, you know, the relationship was an intense one. And again, you know, I keep coming back to the waste of time. I'm sorry. But, you know, and I'm wondering again, who in current waking life may remind you of that type of personality? And perhaps that's why the dream images keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. You're making me feel like I now have to, you know, I should actually focus on trying to work on myself so that I don't attract that type of person again. So it's
that,
not a waste of
time. This seems to be a very healing dream. It seems to be that your dream self is kind of reflecting, you know, this kind of personality might be grabbing your waist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and what you're saying is it sounds logical to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for bringing that forward.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And that was an excellent example of the puns that Marin was just talking about. So thank you so much for calling in that dream. That was just perfect. I love it how spirit brings us these moments, you know, when we're trying to show people, you know, a particular concept, and then the perfect person calls in with their dream to give us that alliteration that we need. So thank you so much for that. Do you have any other questions for Moran?
No, that was it. Thank you so much.
Right.
I really appreciate your time, both of you. Bless.
Oh,
thank you.
God bless. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was the perfect dream. That was
it
really
was.
And again, it was the puns, you know, that I had mentioned. But again, it's a very healing dream in that the dream self kind of wakes you up and tries to communicate with the waking self, hey, kind of think about this type of personality that keeps grabbing onto the waist, you know. So that's a beautiful dream. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was absolutely perfect. If you have a dream or you have questions about dreams, tonight is the night to ask, because we have Marin here, who is a dear, dear friend of mine, one of my closest friends. So you can give us a call at 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And Marin and I are here to listen to your dreams and see if we can't help you out any way that we can. So it's nice that she had a healing dream and not a dream that was, you know, scary. And it was just nice. Do you see a lot of healing dreams in your work?
You know, as a matter of fact, I've just recently started to study nightmares and trauma dreams and scary dreams, basically. And really, what I'm discovering more and more is there's a lot of medicine in those dreams, including scary spiders and being shot and being chased. It just, the language is there. And if we can just communicate with our dream self or the dream world or whatever that image is, whatever image is coming forth, we can actually find, oh, this is what I was really thinking about, instead of waking up and, oh, I'm fine. And there's so many, I don't know, healing messages, I would say, medicinal messages that dreams bring forth.
Now, when you use the term good medicine, would you explain what you're talking about with that to people who aren't familiar with that term as far as in dream terminology?
Sure. So, for example, one dream that I had, I'm being chased and I'm going down mazes and I'm frightened. I'm really afraid mm-hmm. that these people are going to catch me. And in fact, one person does say, there she is, and gets out a gun and shoots me with a silver bullet. And I actually die in the dream.
Okay.
So when I've been, you know, since then, this dream was quite some time ago. So that's what spurred the interest in nightmares and trauma dreams and things like that. The medicine was the gun. The medicine was what had to die in order for me to wake up to whatever, whatever. You know, what part of me had to die in order to acknowledge a gift that I kept denying? I kept denying. And so I saw the medicine as, all right, you know, you're having these chasing dreams. It's time to stop. here's a gun. Let me just stop you right there. And
there
that was it. Finally, I finally got it. And instead of looking at the gun and dying in the dream as frightening, awful, terrible, I saw the other side. It's actually waking up to something that had to die. So that's just my example of a medicine dream for me. Other medicine type of dreams, a person was kept going to the same swamp area. Zombies kept coming out and trying to drag him in. So for me, the medicine would be, in waking life, why do you keep going to the same swamp? I mean, what habits, what addictive habits, bad habits during waking life keeps you going to a part that is dying, that is putrid, that's moldy, that's slimy? So the medicine was waking up to, wow, that behavior does not serve me, or, you know, something to that effect. So that's kind of what I mean by finding the medicine, the healing nature of our dream images.
So it helps us in waking life. So it's kind of medicine for the soul and the psyche then, correct?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
That is so neat. Well, it looks like it's going to be kind of a quiet night here for us. So, Marin, is there anything that you would like to add?
Oh, my goodness. There's just so much to talk about. You know, parts of our dream can be parts of ourselves. And so, you know, when I listen to the dream story, I try to think of, is this someone outside ourselves that's affecting the way we're thinking? Or is this parts of ourselves that, you know, is being brought to our attention? I can come up with a dream. The dream I told you about that when I was retiring from a job that I had for 50 million years, I thought, oh my God, you know, I just thought, really? Should I really retire? I don't know. So the first dream I had was having a dog on a leash. And this dog was growling at a grate in a house, in a hallway. So, of course, you know, looking at my dream, my story, I just thought, well, I've been loyal to this job for 100 million years. And now I want to be off leash and it's really grating on me. But you know, all the puns start coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to work and I thought, you know, let me just take a little bit of time. Let me just take a little bit of time and just not do anything rash, you know, anything crazy. So the next night or a few nights after that, the dream came to me again. This time I was holding a cat. Now, as I mentioned to you, Holly, I understand cat language. I haven't really been a dog person. I've had cats, stray cats all my life. And so I was holding the cat and I was in the office in the public area and this cat started knifing me. It just started, you know, digging its claws into my arms and I was bleeding and I'm like, oh my God. And so the next day I went to work and retired. I just said, okay, I get it. Right. And
oh my
it was the right thing to do. I had been thinking about it and, you know, just worried, am I doing something crazy? And I really didn't want to be there anymore. I wanted to pursue a creative life. I wanted to pursue, you know, the world out there. And and that dream came as a medicine by saying, this is what you're really thinking. Get out of there. So, you know, things of that nature. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is about dream dictionaries. You know, I mean, dream dictionaries, I must say, you know, if you feel like you have to start somewhere, you can go through some of the general common themes about what water means and what walls mean. But really, dream dictionaries is the definition that's coming from the author. So I like to look at dream dictionaries that have a full range of what a particular image means. So, for example, if I look up door, if I have a dream about a door, what would a door be to you? Is it an open door? Is it a door to adventure? Or is it a closing door? Is something being closed off? Now, these are two different aspects of the dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the context, of your waking life, are there new opportunities happening? Or is there something in waking life that is being closed off, that a door is being closed? Same as the key. If you have a key, is it opening the door or is it locking the door? Things of that nature. So, again, looking at dream dictionaries, please be aware that the definitions are by the author. And I look at tarot cards that same way. I know that we've worked on a lot of tarot images, Holly. And I absolutely love a variety of tarot images because, you know, the paintings and the images and the drawings, it's what the author generally feels about this particular issue. Although the meaning can be the same, it just brings it a different picture on, you know, the tower card or whatever card that is, and it's based on the artist. So I look at dreams that way, looking at the context. It's your dream, what's happening in your waking life, and that's what I like to help. That's what I like to help bring forward for you.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. But then again, of course, I'm notorious for telling my students when I have classes to take their instruction manuals and burn them. So,
yes, you have.
Yes, I have.
I have experienced that from you. Yes, there's no studying with you. It is definitely experiential.
Well, I'm trying, you know, get you to trust your intuition, and like you say, with the dream dictionaries, it's, you know, every situation is different, and for the longest time, I used one tarot deck, period. Because that's what I liked and that's what I was comfortable with. And I used that one deck for years and years and years and years and years. And then I moved here and I started getting clients and I started realizing that, you know, one deck was good for some people, another deck was better for other people, especially if I was doing well. I haven't done a live reading in over a year and a half now, but especially when you're sitting across the table from someone, because the cards, the pictures that they identify with are going to be different for each person.
Yes.
And it's because it's their individual experience. So dreams are the same way. It's a very individual thing, right?
Yes. Yes.
So you have to take that all into account with the dictionaries.
You know, in fact, talk about dream images. One woman I know had a dream of a wolf, and she's very frightened of wolves. She finds them very scary. And I actually happen to love wolves. You know, I love their instinctual nature and their wild nature. And so we had two different outlooks. So we had two different views of a wolf. And as a matter of fact, there is an oracle deck that had a picture of a wolf. So I brought up, sometimes I use oracle decks or tarot decks when I go through dreams. And so this particular dream, I did bring out a deck that had, it was a nature deck, and I showed her the wolf, and she was scared. I mean, she was really frightened and was not comfortable. And so I asked her about her dream. You know, the wolf is appearing, but what in waking life are you trying to discipline? What in waking life are you trying to herd or keep in the pack? And that was her aha moment. Oh, I have these teenage kids. They're all over the place. I'm trying to discipline them, but I'm trying not to be mean. It was like, what? And then all this flood of, you know, dream imagery just started to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely. So, you know?
Yeah. So we have someone else that's called in. So let's see what they have to say. Okay?
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air with Marin and Miss Holly. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank
Hi.
You.
Hi. Good.
What's your name,
sure.
Junior?
It's Carla.
Oh, hi, Carla. Did you have
hi,
a dream
Carla.
That you wanted to talk to with Marin?
No, not really. I do remember I had a dream last night, though. I was, what was happening in that dream? I don't really remember. I was trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it vividly. Anyway, I guess I was trying to do something and it wasn't working or something. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't really remember it because I didn't sleep super well. But, I don't remember.
Okay. All righty. Well, we're doing readings on Wednesdays and Fridays. So we're not doing readings tonight. Is that okay? Tonight is for dreams, and then Wednesdays and Fridays are for readings.
Yeah.
And so,
called in.
Okay.
Called in.
Oh,
one.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart. Yes, tonight is Dream Talk, and we talk about
Don't
dreams
worry.
On this show. And so if you call back, I'm going to put your number in. Call back on Wednesday, and we'll get to you right away, okay?
Sure.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thank you for calling.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
For calling. Bye-bye.
Okay. Alrighty. She's a sweetheart, that kid, girl. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to have any more dreams for this evening. So we're going to go ahead and close up for tonight. And if you do want to talk to Marin and you have that you were not able to or it's too early for you, Marin is going to be on My Psychic Connection with Journey Ryan, who's a friend of mine. And that is a Facebook Live and a YouTube Live event. That is on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And she will be on there interpreting dreams as well. And then she'll be back here. Marin is with us every Monday. So Mondays are dream nights with me and Marin. So anyway, everybody have a great night. And I will see my tribe on Wednesday and Friday. So good night, everybody.
Have sweet dreams.